Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Song America, we are always a world at war. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We had some crazy stuff happening in the studio here right before we went live tonight. But hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving feast. This is Epic Episode 78, rolling right along. And our theme tonight, of course, is the Thanksgiving Day special. Another day of our clandestine broadcasts under the tyranny of the Biden regime. They star date on November 25th, 2021. Sometimes it's always kind of hectic getting the show going, getting it ready. I have last-minute visitors, last-minute callers, people sometimes want to reach me right before the show begins. Just amazing. And we love them all. We love them all. Everyone's had a great feast of friends, which is what we really need right now, is more positivity, right? In our lives, a higher vibration. The New Agers tell us, reach that higher vibration, that higher consciousness. It's all good. It's all good stuff. But as you know, I have a very unique viewpoint on everything, which is my forte. And I would say this, that America is the last bastion and obstacle to the New World Order's complete takeover. And we know it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I say when they attack us, we will go for their throats. It's been reported that 160,000 U.S. troops are struggling right now to feed their families, and even with our $753 billion defense budget. Just amazing. Now, this is nothing new. I could recall stories in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s of our troops having the same kind of issues and problems. We all hope that our military had a good Thanksgiving with their families. We want America to be at peace, but very strong on the military side of things. Now, tonight, this is kind of our Thanksgiving special show. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to kick back a bit with our mimosas and our glass of champagne, our glass of wine, our cold beer, and our German Stein. We're going to relax, and we're going to talk about what we're thankful for, some of the news of the day, some of the geopolitics, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We're so glad that many of you are here. We have a lot of new listeners from far and wide. Many of you don't know, we broadcast every Thursday night, come rain or shine, on 8 to 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, as I broadcast from my mountain stronghold and studio deep in the mountains of Arizona, my underground lair in Führerbunker, if you will. And We just have a ton of people. We have new countries that are listening to us. We have 15 countries that now listen to the Von Wehent Show. Almost 8% or more of our audience is the international flavor from many different countries. And though our troops are struggling, I would say this, that when you cannot feed the Roman army, this is precisely when coups occur throughout history and recorded time. You keep your army hungry and desperate, and you'll always be watching over your back. And I know, because I was there during Roman times. We all know that the demon rats are the Marxist Party, and they want to disarm real America, so don't let them win. Hopefully this holiday season we'll have lots of presents under the tree of guns given to our loved ones and our fellow citizens to protect themselves, their family, their loved ones. For this country, never forget, was founded on the gun. The gun right now is what keeps the globalists at bay while they play and tinker with Australia and the United Kingdom in New Zealand, in Canada, once more bold and great nations. They have cucked politically and socially. They gave up their guns decades ago, willingly and without a blink in the eye, without even a mere protest. For they were told, they were promised over and over again that they would be protected if they only believe in big government, they only believed in the powers that be and the burgeoning police state that was being built all around them. And they wanted to believe everything was normal while the police state was busy encroaching on their lives and setting up their matrix. And now they realize they're all stuck in the witch's spider's web. And they can't get out of the web. Their own country's matrix. Now, they want to do the same thing over in America, but we're on to them. We've been on to them far, far more, far longer, hate to say it, than our Canadian friends and brothers, or friends in the European theater, in the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, all white democracy, so to speak, which they have attacked. The globalists they don't mince any words. They want to attack the white Europeans almost more than any other race because we're the ones that think critically. We're the ones that like to be armed, especially in America. So they're against everyone. They're for a depopulation agenda, no doubt. They really have a problem, especially in America, with the white Europeans in the suburbs, in the ranches, banding together, commiserating, talking about their lot, organizing, having common purpose. They don't want you communicating with your neighbors. They don't want you organizing. Well, to hell with what they want. You do what you feel you need to do in this time and era. Tonight, we hope the nation can have one hell of a Thanksgiving feast and a great Thanksgiving for all. Happy Thanksgiving, my wish to all. I am grateful and thankful that the world now knows a lot more about the deep state establishment, the New World Order, and their plans to enslave us. We can stop them and create a new future for ourselves. America, as it was always intended, as I have told you before, for ourselves and our posterity. I will now spell it out for you, my friends, that America has been attacked by Marxist globalist forces. We all know this to be true. Now, get this, America. If the United States saw what the United States was doing to the United States. The United States would invade the United States and liberate the United States from the coming tyranny of these United States. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Think about that one. Those are my deep thoughts tonight. Now, as I always talk about real America on Gab and elsewhere, real America is a real thing. There is a thing called real America. It is the people of our great ancestors. It is the real people who built the nation, who built up the country. It is not the new immigrants or the people who have been shoved, installed, and hastily moved inside America, who do not want to assimilate into this country and who do not embrace you or what you believe. Real America is about real America. It's not about people who hate us. When I say real America, it's not about people who hate the nation, who hate the real people that make it tick, that make it work. It's not about people who just came over here, who flipped the bird at the American flag, who hate you with venom, and who make no secret of it as they proudly proclaim their hate for you in the country, in the ranches, in the suburbs. Maybe you're a Trump supporter. Maybe you're a businessman. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you're trying to get ahead. We have millions and millions of people that have no business. And I repeat that, they have no business being in this country. They came from crap countries. They went country shopping. They looked around and they picked America because we were the Babylonian whore to them. They were going to get whatever they wanted from us. And they snuck in. They used coyotes to get in. They walked and swam over the borders. Got in by cargo ship, plane, hot air balloon, you name it. They moved inside America, and then they moved inside, and then they want you to kowtow to them. They want you to lick their heels. They secretly hate you and overtly hate you and the nation for which it stands. These people have moved inside America not to live quietly, not to live quiet lives away from the fray. Oh, no. They moved inside America to take over from within. Immigration is the Trojan horse. We have many Trojan horses inside America today, but rampant immigration is definitely one of them. As I've told you before, America is sick as we sit with our stomachs full from a Thanksgiving feast. Alcohol, probably, and mimosas flowing through our veins. But America is sick. Society is sick. It is the Weimar American Republic. But we are the doctors, my friends. We have the technology to fix this. We are the Avengers. tonight to a great Thanksgiving and a feast of friends. We will raise a glass and toast to every worker who also refused to bow to the vaccine mandates and the tyrannical government rulers. You don't yet realize it, but it's working, America. There's a reason why they keep pushing back these mandatory dates and granting exemptions or just dropping the issue altogether. They are very scared of you, and they probably should be. They ordered and needed you all to kneel, but you did not cave in. You did not capitulate to the government bullies who are greedy with their lust for power. And for that, we salute you from the Von Wehunt Studios. As we broadcast from Valhalla Studios every Thursday night. Well, in the great movie Scarface comes to mind. Remember that scene where Al Pacino, who's Tony Montana, looks up in the sky and the blimp sails over Miami and it says, "The world is yours." And that's how I feel tonight. We've got them on the run. We've got the tiger by the tail, as they say. This is far, far from over. Don't ever lose hope or faith. There's many, many good things in our corner. But I jotted down a few thoughts after had some turkey, of course, and dressing and a few drinks. Few adult beverages. You've got to partake when you can, right? And my thoughts from the radio studio tonight is this. And here it goes. This is what they would do if they want to destroy America, which they're doing on a very timely basis. Have the U.S. president be a clown on the world stage in foreign policy. Shut down the oil industry. Lay off whole sections of our workforce. Double the prices, create hunger, create hyperinflation, print trillions more dollars than you need out of thin air, propose trillions in new spending at the same time to dilute the power of the dollar, poison and destroy the health of the citizens, of our Roman citizens, push media and drugs on the nation's kids, put out constant fake news by our corrupt media. Attack God on a daily basis. Use the intelligentsia and all intelligence services to ransack and raid Patriot homes at 3 a.m. Has the president threatened the public with his clenched fist, with his vaccination threats every day? Have your government agencies call citizens, quote, domestic terrorists. Encourage the gay and transgender lifestyle in our military. Fire half the doctors and nurses. Fire all first responders who don't comply. Discharge our sailors, Army, Marines, and pilots of all its true warriors. And now drain the military of our oil reserves, presumably on Chinese communist orders. Lick the heels of the UN Marxist globalists who seek America's total and utter destruction. Open the borders wide open and defund the police, and more false flag type of attacks are more than likely or very probably imminent. Now you tell me, Mr. and Mrs. America, what could possibly go wrong? Think about it. Stay armed, stay vigilant, stay rogue. The fault lines in America are everywhere. This is far from over. Hell, while they are just getting started with all of this chicanery, and there's more to come. It's also been reported and brought to my studio desk that during this holiday season, that lo and behold, the Salvation Army, of all things, now get this, the story is, and I've seen this in many internet postings and some news organizations, that the Salvation Army wants white donors to offer sincere apologies for their quote-unquote racism. The Salvation Army is asking for more than just donations from you this time of year. Well, I guess the Salvation Army won't miss my white money going forward then. How about those apples? Only an organization run by really stupid Democrat people and morons would insult the very people who fund their organization. I'm also going to start thinking about other charities. And maybe next time when I go to the store and I see the person there with the bell, I might walk right past them and not even put a nickel in. Sure. There's consequences for making those kinds of statements. Big financial consequences. So now we'll hear stories about the Salvation Army losing money. I predict right after Christmas, they'll say it was the worst financial takeaway in the last 100 years or something. And I'll tell them, well, based on your comments about how you hate white America, people hear this news. Look, folks, word gets around. Word of mouth is the strongest form of advertising, always has been, always will be. Word gets around fast. And this has gone viral in many sectors of the internet, and I think it's just going to be, everyone's going to keep forwarding this to millions and millions and millions of people. So if you're the Salvation Army tonight, if you happen to be listening, if you're a smart Salvation Army officer and marketer, you should do a complete 180, issue an apology to white America, retract your statement, and get back to business as usual. Unbelievable that this appears is the key word, to be what they're saying and wanting. Again, by many, many sites have reported this. Well, moving on. We always want good charities to be funded. We'll leave it at that. And that's up to you to decide. And dear RNC, another charity, stop mailing, emailing, and calling us for donations during the holiday season. How do you expect for us to support you when you do not support the American people? We don't plan on giving you one damn dime or one red cent further. We will only support individual candidates who put America first, period. That is the position of the American people. Now, right now, just some people are always asking about future VIP guests and what we're doing. We're doing a lot of things. I will keep you in the loop, so to speak. We are trying to get the legendary Michael Franzese on the radio show. He is an ex-mafia capo regime for one of the big mafia families in New York. He's been making the radio talk show circuit, and he has several books out. And from one good fellow to another, we'd love to have him on the Von Wiehen Show. I've already requested his superior street smarts on my show, and we'd love to have him as a guest many, many times. He's got several new books out, and we can talk about that as well. Now, also, we've got some more VIP guests that are lined up. We've got the famous author Stephen Ubaney, who's going to be coming back here in a few weeks on December the 9th with a show entitled Who Murdered FDR? It's a very good, timely show 2 days after the Pearl Harbor anniversary on Thursday, December 9th. Don't want to miss that one, about the intrigue of how the Soviets had a spy in the White House, allegedly. They wanted Roosevelt out of the way so they could carve up Europe at the tail end of World War II. There's still many things about World War II that most Americans don't know. And so that's how that is. But again, we're going to really try to get the ex-mafia capo regime, Michael Franzese. He's listed to come on the show, hopefully, once he can verify a date. We're looking to get him on. He has not committed yet, but would love to have him on the show. We have authors coming on. There's many people who would like to make the show but can't due to scheduling conflicts. So we put it out there. We got several other invites that we're trying to get people to sign on the dotted line, if you will. But all those are up in the air except for Stephen Ubaney on December the 9th. Well, bail was set at $5 million for Daryl Brook. The sixth homicide charge will be filed later this week with several other charges being reviewed. You know him. He's the Waukesha, Wisconsin massacre suspect and criminal. He was prior convicted, we have learned, for threatening to bomb and blow up the Nugget Casino in Nevada. Allegedly, of course. Now Daryl Brooks killed more people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, than James Fields did in Charlottesville. Interesting. Of course, all allegedly until it's proven in court. But we all know what really happened, don't we? And why isn't this also viewed as a hate crime? He's not such a tough guy now, is he? Also, his social media posts are very revealing. The suspect rapped about drugs, guns, and murdering and effing up Donald Trump supporters. Hates MAGA. He hates you. What did I tell you? Hates that stuff. Well, more and more is coming out. When he heard in court that the sixth person died, the young 8-year-old boy, he sobbed in court, but I call those crocodile tears. Looking for, you know, some kind of leniency by the court. No, that was his personal jihad against the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. That was his jihad against white America. And there's a million more Daryl Brooks that are out there. Why do you think we're all armed to the teeth? I told you before, I am very concerned about the American public right now, how they've been dumbed down. They've been radicalized. They have been radicalized, not us. We want peace, law, and order, and security. They do not. You can't even go to a freaking Christmas parade in Wisconsin, get mowed down by an SUV. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Keep your head on a frickin' swivel. Everywhere you go, especially in big crowds, whether it's a Christmas parade in Phoenix or Waukesha, Wisconsin, or a country western concert at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, lots of times these things happen in large groups. They look for large groups to attack. It's happened in Europe, too. So had those people been listening to the Von Wiehan show, they would have been a lot more alert that you aren't safe anywhere. Don't think as you're in a small town or you're in a ranch area that you're fine. No, you never know. These things can happen in a big city or a small town or a little suburb or an exurb, or a town of 500 people or a town of 3 million. It doesn't matter anymore. So that's how it is. Now, also this week, this did not make the mainstream news much, but the Von Wiehan show catches it, we retrieve it, and we're famous for blowing it up on the big screen yet again. Get this, a whistleblower of the Department of Homeland Security was also found dead this week. Another, quote, self-inflicted gunshot wound to the back of his head. Just amazing how that happens all the time in D.C., you know? A 66-year-old named Philip Haney, an ex-DHS officer who hated Barack Obama, and he testified before Congress about Barack Hussein Obama, has now been found dead. And they call it a suicide. Again, very interesting. I'll leave you to speculate on that. Well, now get this, America. The Biden White House is now releasing, as you know, it's been in the news everywhere, 50 million barrels of oil from our strategic oil reserves to help with gas prices. Americans use an average of 20.7 million barrels of oil per day. That is 2.5 days worth of oil, Mr. Biden. That is the Democrat solution. It's simple math, folks. These people aren't stupid. Well, they are on the Democrat side, but they really just don't give a flying F about you and your family. Remember, it is also historically common when the state is bankrupt and or national government to allow pillaging by the troops. There's been some weird comments from our U.S. military and our powers that be under Biden. Remember, the troops cannot be quartered in your homes, but that could change and pillaging could be happening. Hopefully never or not, but obviously a lot of our military right now is having a difficult time. And we want peace to all, but we're getting some weird reports about some weird things happening, but these aren't vetted yet. But just keep your mind on these military stories. The military is not happy right now. The troops are having a hard time having a Thanksgiving or having a Christmas. We've got a lot of things off the coast in California. And my intel at the LA docks is also very spot on. I have spies everywhere. You'd be surprised who contacts my show. But I will say this. A big reason why the things are not being unloaded in California, what did I tell you? It's all intentional. It's all by design. The starve you of food, fuel, supplies, spare parts. Gavin Newsom is paying the dock workers $2,000 more per week, I've heard, allegedly, to stay home than unload the cargo, is how the story goes. Heard this twice now, that he is paying them more money, very quietly, of course, to stay home while the ships are so thick off the LA coast, you can't even see the island of Catalina, where the world-famous Catalina wine mixer is. How do you know, Von Weehunt, you asked? Well, my spy, one of them was in Huntington Beach, right there at Ground Zero, right next to Long Beach. He has a condo overlooking the beach, known him for a few years, and he's my spy there on the California coast, one of several. But he makes many trips to the LA docks for various work assignments, and he hears all the scuttlebutt. So when I tell you things, I can back it up with real-world experience, know-how, and people that I have vetted personally. So take that as you will. Now, also, we've got to get into Bill Gates here for a moment, just to kind of go back in our time machine, that Bill Gates appeared on the Charlie Rose Show in 2013. Now, I brought up a lot of things that he said before, because he's a... You know, he's as candid as a globalist could ever be. I think he talks so much that if the globalists were like the mafia, they would whack him. But on the show, on the Charlie Rose Show, Gates indicated back then that he has contributed large sums of money to numerous causes, such as the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, originally launched in 1988 by the World Health Organization, the CDC and UNICEF, other various UN organizations. Gates expressed his love affair with vaccines back then and even before then on countless talk shows, you know, like Phil Donahue, Oprah Winfrey, back in the day. And his clear intention is to reduce the world's population. He's a depopulation guy, bottom line. And he stated the following back then on the Charlie Rose Show. Get this, he writes, the world today has 6.8 billion people. And he said on the show that's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, Gates went on to say, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, etc., we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. End quote from the Charlie Rose Show. And how do I know? Because I watch the show on YouTube. That's how I know. Well, so glad you're all here tonight. It's always fun launching the show. There's so much to talk about. Tonight when you call, tell us what you're thankful for. Tell us what you would like to see America to be. After our hard-hitting monologue here, we'll have some fun during the show. We'll talk about the current events, what's on your mind, and everything of that nature. We hope everyone's had a great Thanksgiving with their family and friends. I know I did. And we're in the holiday season now. The show will go on, just so you know, all throughout the holidays. We don't ever take a break on the Von Weehunt Show. Folks, we're glad you're here. We're in the radio octagon, but tonight we're also on the dance floor. Shall we dance, America? Big band sound of Edie Gourmet. Got to mix it up once in a while. Well, this is the dramatic warlord of the airwaves, Von Weehunt. This is cult radio like no other. The torch has been passed, America. The gauntlet has been thrown down. We're all so glad you're here tonight. Reminds me of a bygone era, you know?
Mr. Trump? Yes, sir. Who is it? You have a call online, too? Okay. It's Mr. Nixon. No. Yes, I'll take it.
Hello, Donald. Yes, this is Richard. Good to talk to you, old boy. Been excited about the meetings that we've been having and sharing with you. Pat thinks that if you ever run for president, that you would be a superb president, probably the best this nation has ever seen. And with all that there is out there, from foreign and domestic policy to even Nikola Tesla's information about energy and how to benefit the people that way, you've got a lot of ammunition to take with you, sir. You know that. That's very good. Very good. Well, let's keep our meeting this coming next Thursday. And I'm going to meet with your good old uncle here. We're going to have lunch, too, and I think probably go and hit some golf balls after that. So we'll keep that in mind, and I'm looking forward to our next discussion here. You have a wonderful day. Best to you and the missus, and Pat says hello, and again, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. All right. Very good. Good afternoon.
Wow. From Tricky Dick Nixon himself.
This is Rod Serling. From the Twilight Zone, a place of sight and sound. Now telling you to tune in to the Von Weehunt Show that's on in the evening, the dark of night. The Night Gallery is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to tune in to hear real talk. Get your dose of the Von Weehunt Show and the reality of what's going on in our world.
Yes, this is the nightly show that you love. Now, in a very bizarre story out of Argentina, a missing woman was found 40 miles from where she had last been seen. This is a UFO story. It's pretty wild. She told authorities that her puzzling disappearance was precipitated by the sighting of a mysterious white light in UFO that some suspect could have been flying around the area. It was seen by many witnesses. According to a local media report, the very curious case began on Monday morning in the town of Cuatro Esquinas, when the unnamed woman at the center of the odd report and account was reported missing. After a lengthy search, the police wound up zeroing in on an area where they subsequently found the disoriented woman. The following day, and she had quite the story to tell. Wow, it's just amazing. Picked up by a UFO, dropped 40 miles away. I bet she's got a crazy story to tell. You just never know what lurks out there, folks. Live in a crazy, crazy world. Well, South America is full of UFO sightings and alien and reptilian sightings, you name it. Fascinating stuff. I just want to see more video and more photographs, you know. And with that, let's get to the phone. Let's get to the gunslinger and the great state and the Republic of El Texas. Let's get him on the air here. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, man? Happy Thanksgiving. Are you there?
Happy Thanksgiving. I believe I'm here. Yes, happy Thanksgiving to all. No doubt about it. Let's be thankful for guns, since I am the gunslinger.
Yes.
This country, right. Yeah, damn right. This country was made by God, guns, and guts. This is the only three that
yes.
made this country. The only three.
Yes, sir.
And it will always be like that. It will always be like that. Even though these left-wing wackos, wackadoodles I call them, you know, liberal Democrats, wackadoodles, they want to take your guns. They want the guns. They do want the guns. And anybody that doesn't realize that by now needs to go back to school because, son, you missed something. Okay? It's ridiculous. Here in Texas, you know, Governor Abbott is the governor here in Texas, and guess who's running or going to think he's going to run against him? I like to
Beto.
Call him Beat Off. Yeah, Beat Off. I'm calling him
Beat Off. Oh,
you
yes.
talk about it. You talk about it, idiot. I mean, this guy, man, I hate to say it, but I've got to use my favorite saying is his mama should have swallowed. Literally. Okay. This guy is so far out to lunch, it's not even funny. I mean, I'm coming for your guns. Oh, really? I'd like to see that. There was a...
he says that every chance he gets, doesn't he? What a moron. You're in Texas.
Yeah. And he was down on the Texas border, somewhere along the Texas border there, and there was a meeting with a bunch of ranch property owners down there. And one of them came up there, you know, with wearing a cowboy hat and all, you know, Texas, it's Texas. And he came up to him, and he was, you know, Beat Off was, oh, yeah, how you doing? You know, I hope you vote for me. I'm going to be running against Governor Abbott and all this stuff. He said, and the guy said, come and take it. And he folded out a big flag and said, you know, come and take it. And he, you know,
yeah, I saw that video. I saw that.
Yeah, you see
Gunslinger
that.
Speaks the truth. There's a video of that. Yes, sir.
Did you? Oh, my God. That the expression on Beat Off's face was amazing.
Oh, priceless.
Priceless. Now,
the look on his face was like in total shock and awe campaign.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's like, oh, my God, somebody actually standing up to me.
Right.
You're going to be seeing a hell of a lot more than that, no doubt about it. Now, this other idiot that prayed, you know, to the Christmas parade, I actually read through his rap sheet. Do you know that it's 50 pages long? 50, not
yes,
five.
Yes, sir.
50 pages long. 80% of what was in that rap sheet are felonies. I mean, this son of a gun, Buck, should have never have gotten out of jail or prison. He's a career criminal.
That's right.
This is what you call a career criminal. You cannot rehabilitate them. You cannot change their evil ways, okay? And
they are
pure, D, simple, evil. There's good and evil in this world. That's evil. To go through that and do that.
I agree.
But you know, you've seen the picture. He's a BLM, an Antifa supporter. Oh, boy. You know, there's a
little. Well, the left rally around their own. Now, think about what I said. The left rally around their own. In other words, it's kind of a play on words. That is exactly who represents Antifa and BLM and other militant leftist organizations. They rally around people like Rosenbaum, who was a child molester, another convicted felon, who Kyle Rittenhouse did more to clean up America's streets in one night than a lot of people do in a lifetime. And now we have this joker in Wisconsin, and I guarantee you it'll come out that he probably will say he did it as a response to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. It was his personal jihad against these white people, and all his BS about him leaving a park that's already been debunked. I knew that was total BS when I heard it.
because the left was already trying to give him cover. Well, he was in an argument, and he grabbed the truck, and he was erratic, and he was in a terrible mental state. I don't care what kind of mental state you're in. That was a premeditated murder. He knew that parade was going to come on. He knew the white people were going to be out, a great target of opportunity. And that's why I tell people, whatever large groups, especially you go into, I am always scanning the crowd. I'll be having a good time, don't get me wrong, but I'm always looking around. Who's around me. I don't like proximity of people I don't know. I'm always looking at vehicles, any kind of loud noises. You got to be paying attention, you know, and unfortunately, you know, people, like, it's the holidays. You can't blame the victims at all. They're just out there trying to have a good time. There's a lot of, you know, cameras and lights and parades, and this car plows through and they never knew what the hell hit them. You know, you hope at least.
That's right.
You know,
yep.
But it's terrible, terrible tragedy, man.
It is. It's terrible that people have the audacity to do that. You know, speaking of being vigilant, you have to be vigilant. Okay, I think you said you know where Arlington, Texas is out here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
used to live there.
You know, yeah, you know where Great Southwest Parkway and 20, the Golden Corral.
Yep.
I was up there today, okay, for Thanksgiving, had some turkey and stuff. But as soon as I got out of the car, I was scanning the crowd, the everything. I was looking left, right, up, down. Behind me, okay, because you know, Arlington,
it's changed a lot.
Yeah, but you have to look at everything. You have to look at, and thank God I've seen about three people inside constitutionally carrying, thank God, again, for guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, mm-hmm. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to be able to react in a half a second, okay. Because these nutcases, look there, those people were just enjoying a Christmas parade, and this nutcase comes barreling through and runs over all these people and injures, what, 50 or 60, something like that, okay? At a Christmas parade.
I hate to say it, and again, I want to be wrong. I hate to say it, but I believe it's going to happen again, because if you're one of these nutcases, these left-wing wackos, a car is a 3,000 to 5,000 pound vehicle or more. In most cases, it's a deadly weapon. If you use that way, they can kill a lot of people very, very quickly. This is another argument against gun control. The guy did not use a gun in Wisconsin, did he? He used a car, an SUV. You don't need a gun
vehicles.
To kill people.
Yeah.
Let's outlaw vehicles. Let's have more.
Yeah.
Right, so another situation where it wasn't an AR-15 or anything that the left loves. Now, they're real quiet about this one, aren't they? They want to bury it because it doesn't fit the narrative. They wanted it to be a white guy, nationalist probably, AR-15 carrying guy like Kyle. When they found out he was a black, convicted militant who had crazy social media posts, railing against MAGA people, white people, Trump, and he didn't use a gun, he used a car, man, nothing fit for them. They go, we can't work with this. And they also took it off their websites, the major news people like CNN, et cetera. It's off their websites from what everyone's told me. No one can find it. They've glossed over this case, act like it never happened. It does not fit the narrative, and they're not going to report on it any further. And that's what they do. I guarantee you, if he was a white guy, they'd be on the front page of their website every day, hammering it home, you know?
Well, just like the Kyle, the kid there, they was hammering that every day. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, he's a white supremacist. He murdered those victims. They were calling them victims, for God's sake. Victims?
That's right.
They trying to kill him. That's not a victim. The kid was a victim, okay, in this situation.
Let's get that straight.
Yeah, get that. You know, these people need to get their crap straight because they don't care about the truth. They want ratings. The more ratings they get, the more advertising they get, and guess what? More money they can make, okay, off of it. So it's all about the money. Show me the money. And if you go in there and look at the that are actually going on today in Chicago. There's more people killed, good God, over the holiday weekends of black-on-black crime. That's never mentioned. You might hear a blurb of it in the back of the newspaper, the local newspaper maybe, okay? But it never makes front page. And there's hundreds of people that have been gunned down, black-on-black crime, okay? But you never hear about it. But you let somebody like
this
that's standing something and standing up for self-defense. Remember, Kyle, put him on the side for a second. Self-defense was on trial in this country. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was.
It, self-defense and self-defense won. So that sent this, that sent a snowball toward the left idiots that thinking, and all these criminals out here that are thinking, oh, my God, I wonder if we ought to do this. Look at what happened to them. I mean, he got off on that. If I go out there and do criminality, geez, I might get shot too, you know, which is a good thing.
Well, the thing is, you're right, and there's a thing also, gunslinger, that now this is the elephant in the room that nobody likes to talk about, but we'll talk about it on my show because we give equal time to everything. I'm the equal opportunity offender, right? The press loves the narrative of the quote-unquote racist white guy or racist white woman. That's their narrative. But I've often coined this thing many, many years ago. I called it minority racism. Oh, how dare you. See, the template is that minorities, because of their color, cannot be racist, according to the leftist media. Yet they're the most racist people of all in America, many, many times, in my view. Listen to what they say. Look at their postings. And so this guy was a... He had racism and against whites, and he got in a car and he did something about it. And so don't sob to me in court now. Don't cry now, buddy. In fact, you're lucky they're even talking to you. In my in my world, you'd be executed, taken out, and done away with. I don't play games. These people in America play games, and they're very silly on how they're running our country. Like you said, a rap sheet that long – and they let them out? Come on. That's what I mean. We're not a serious country when we do stupid things like that. It's okay to have a big heart. Have the biggest heart you want, but don't be stupid about it. America is stupid. And we're going to continue to have problems because people that are supposedly in authority-type positions are idiots and morons. I mean, I would never let a guy out of jail. If I was a judge, I would say, your bail is denied. Not even $5 million. I know damn well. They've already set up a GoFundMe page. They're trying to get the $5 million to bail them out. And you know what? They might just get it. Now what are you going to do? These judges have got to say, bail denied. There is no bail for you. I will throw away the key. And I will sleep very good at night knowing that you're locked up in jail. Now what are they going to do when they get the money to bust them out of jail? Well, legally, they got to let them out. So that's the next shoe to a drop. What's he going to do then? See, this is the problem with, you know, these people can raise $4 or $5 million. And the judge went, no one's going to raise that. Well, I'll be so sure, Sherlock. Don't be so sure. There's so many Hollywood actors with millions of dollars. And people like Pelosi with millions of dollars, they can fund that. So another problem is awaiting us. But go ahead, man.
Remember, they don't even have to come up with the $5 million. It's 10% of the bond. So that's half mil.
I know.
They come up $500,000, he walks.
$500,000 is all you need. That's
all
right.
Need.
It's a percentage.
Yeah. The percentage
of
it.
And they can easily raise $500,000 to meet the $5 million bond. Yeah.
Yep.
So the chance of this guy getting out right now is very high.
Yeah, I heard today that they did that GoFundMe page. I think it's been taken down. I don't think they're doing that right now. But that doesn't mean it.
Well,
they
will set up other pages.
Yeah.
But again, the Democrats have secret donors of people that are waiting in the wings with big checkbooks. Again, it would not surprise me if they bust them out of jail.
Oh, absolutely.
Just
you know, they want these people to go free. I mean, there should have been, that judge, like you said, should have said, no bail. You stay in jail.
Right.
Done. right then.
Hardcore. I mean, no bail for you.
Yeah,
right.
He's psychotic. He's a mental case, obviously, okay? And he, like I said, he's pure damn evil, okay? Because a moral, sane person would not do that, okay? But you've got these liberal judges out there that thinks that, oh, we all live in a utopia. This is a utopian society, and everybody's just so friendly, and you know, they just love each other and all this kind of crap. I'm sorry. They need to wake up to the real world called reality. They really do, okay? Because
I totally agree, Gunslinger.
Yeah. That's just amazing. But, you know, that's one of those things. And like I said, the others are the most racist people, because look who's attacking the Southern, the rebel flag and the statues. I mean, this stuff has stood in these courthouses for 100-something years. Are the white people complaining? No, we didn't say a word. But I guarantee you, it's going to come to a head at some time. The bubble's going to burst. You know what I mean?
I agree. And on that side, Gunslinger, thank you so much for calling the show. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and yours, man. Appreciate you, bud.
Okay, you too. All right.
Great points by the Gunslinger. He's right. I mean, look, unfortunately, you know, we have to look at reality on our show, and a lot of people in Wisconsin tonight are not going to have a happy Thanksgiving due to this guy. And there's a million more of Daryl Brooks out there. Don't think there isn't. Don't think he's just an island. Fortunately, our country has bred millions of these people, malcontents, criminals. They have graduated from petty theft to murder. They are very violent. They have violent triggers, a hair trigger, if you will. And then they have the gall and they wonder why America is so armed to the teeth. They say, why do you need all those guns? Because I know there's a million Daryl Brooks out there and millions more like him coming up the ranks, because I see the government and society every day producing and manufacturing these people by the boatload, and they're importing them by the boatload. We make them, we manufacture them, and then America is so stupid, guess what? We import more and more. You sit back and you wonder, and that's what I told you in my monologue. You know, what do you think is, you tell me what's going to happen. You tell me. We don't live in a utopia. We would love to live in a utopia, a real utopia, a real peace, true security, but not tyranny. And bringing in people and dumbing down education and letting people out of jail does not make a utopia. America, you know, you are a schizophrenic patient on the couch, and if I was your psychoanalyst, oh my God, I don't even know if you need drugs, if you need therapy. If America was a patient, seriously, it would be committed right now to a mental institution. That sad, that bad, the things that we do that no other sane country does. But America is famous for letting criminals like that, with not just a petty offense, but a mile-long dossier. We know, look, if you are a judge or if you're a person in the legal field, put it that way, if you can't spot a career criminal by now, I would fire you and find somebody who can. If you can't do the job, then just admit it. You're an idiot and quit. Go flip burgers. Yes. Go be an Uber driver if you can drive, but do not be making decisions that affect people and families and communities in this country. You have no business being in the legal profession or making these decisions. If you can't spot career criminals, and when you do see them, if you're a judge, do us all a favor and deny bail. Just deny it. It's that simple. The stroke of a pen, and it's done. With that, let's get to the Gladiator with more comments and more commentary, and then we'll get to the illustrious tech wizard, Irish pirate, later in the show. Gladiator, happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing, man? What's going on, big guy? Are you there? Did we lose you? The Gladiator. I think he is, might need a call back here. We're trying to get him through our World War II system phone line here on Blog Talk. We'll get back to the Gladiator here in a moment. Maybe he's incognito. Let's get to this promo while we're waiting to see if he comes back.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated tea. Take it on. Take it all on. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
How close do you shave? How more you need Noxzema? Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
That's right, baby. When you listen to the Von Wien Show, to our sexy female listeners out there in Radio Land, take it off. Have an adult beverage. Kick back. Relax for a while. You ladies are too tense. All the men know it. Just kidding. You like Coca-Cola? I know I do.
Here comes Dan and me.
Refreshes you bet.
Oh, yeah, I love those retro commercials. Let's try the Gladiator again, see if he's by his satellite phone for his North Valley compound. Gladiator, do we have your signal tonight? Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Okay, he's incognito. If you're out there, stay on the line. We'll try to get back to you later on the show. Let's get right to the Irish Pirate. Here are Tech Wizard, who has some great fun packs he has sent the show recently. We appreciate that. Hello, Irish. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Von Wehunt. Thank you.
What is on your mind? Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, man. Did you have a good time
happy
tonight?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I did go to my church Thanksgiving dinner that was put on and all that, and I really enjoyed myself. Had a chance to meet some people and have a good time, and then off I went to the compound and still doing my thing there. And so my thankfulness is for the opportunities that I have because of where I live, because of the freedoms that I did have and hopefully get to keep, I'm going to use them to my fullest extent. And I could have been living somewhere else, like Australia, New Zealand, or strange places like Austria, where, you know, suddenly things turn. And it has, you know, there's nothing you can do. And in Canada, for example, it says how honorable that the people that will be in the government will be on a document. And it doesn't leave anything to the people to decide. And so they get what they get. And, for example, that's when Trudeau goes out and buys, after first investing in the technology of these sick jabs, turns around and buys 10 for every single person in Canada. And so we don't want to be in a system that is so corrupt that a person who is in charge can just flat out overtly do that. And the best that the people can do is throw rocks at him when he shows up in public. At least here in America, until proven otherwise, we should be able to drag some people through the coals, take videotapes of them. If they come to our house, we can confront them, if necessary, with weapons.
Yes.
Show up with weapons. And so we have these opportunities to say, don't you guys want to fix this? Because either you do or you don't. We're already on a side. The question is, where are you guys at? I know there's corruption out there. I know that there's opportunities out there for you to grab money and run. The answer is maybe you better run now. Maybe you better hurry up if you've been corrupt and just get out of Dodge. Because I think that would be
right.
The best thing I could do now. Go ahead and run. I know it's going to get ugly, but if you have been living high off the hog and getting away with it, I'm not going to hold you to account if you're gone. We're only dealing with the people that are going to stay around and make our lives miserable now, because we want our freedoms back now. And you're free to leave.
Yes.
Because that's the freedom you represented. In the meantime, though, we're going to, as we've talked about before, talk to these people who have taken maybe, or many states now are saying to be quote-unquote fully vaccinated, whatever that means. It certainly doesn't mean that it's a vaccine. It means that you've taken three steps now in many states, and that's a problem. They keep moving the goalposts, not just with the medical tyranny, but also with other forms of law, which we've talked about, the changing of words. What is a vaccine has changed, which is fine. We can now use man's law to say that a vaccine is anything that makes you feel good. And of course, what's already on the books, which we discussed last week, anything that makes a public sicker is technically a bioweapon by default. And anybody that's involved
right.
in distributing such, is guilty. 18 United States Code 175. And that's $10 million and life in prison just for distributing. We're not even talking about whether or not you made the stuff. If you actually made the stuff, that's when you're Nuremberg Code. Right. You may not have known that what you're distributing was a poison. And nowadays, the worst of it is they're marketing on children's shows how much you need to bug your parents that it's okay for you to get the shot. That right there, I think, is death and for me. I want martial law to take care of that. You do not have the privilege of deciding what five-year-olds are going to tell their parents they want. I've always had a problem with that, whether it be Coca-Cola or toys or something like that. Let the children go to the toy stores and decide for themselves with their parents and don't put stuff on television programs for them to watch, because that's where we're finding is the worst of messing around with your kids. But anybody who makes a shot that goes into a five-year-old that is proven to be a bioweapon, you're done. You don't even get any form. Don't even bother running.
I agree.
They're coming for you now. Yeah, the parents that are going to school boards are coming for you now. Which, by the way, we haven't discussed this. The leader of the Scottsdale, Arizona school board was actually keeping clandestine video, social security numbers.
Yes, he was.
All sorts of social media posts.
Dossiers on
all
parents.
Sorts of crazy stuff.
He was keeping all kinds of records on parents.
That's right. And he was not doing that as his original idea. That's the thing I want to point out. He learned how to do all that from his dad, who actually hired at the time investigators to go do these things and give him information on his dad wasn't on the school board or anything, but like father, like son, he says, I can do that as a school board guy. I'll go hire some people and I'll go do some of this stuff. So no, the 99% of the time, what you're seeing out of these idiots is nothing new. I mean, these guys could not come up with an original idea if they were paid. All they can do, and for that matter, if you look in the Bible, all that Satan has ever done is cut and paste. He just literally takes a look at what God set up and says, oh, I'll just make something that dishonors God that does the same thing. That's in Revelation. He sets up his own triune. He sets up his own way of dealing with the world. And it's in opposition to everything that is that God made, according to what's in the Bible. And so that's what I'm seeing, is the enemy just does nothing more than cut and paste. When they're doing awful things to 5-year-olds, keep in mind, all they're doing is doing things that have been done before to adults, where the adults may have even willingly complied because they were supposedly healthier, got duped over, or even paid to do it. But we've crossed the line for sure when we deal with children. And that's where I'm at now. I feel that my teaching in classrooms now is going to be limited, and there will probably be a showdown of some kind in the very near future, just because. I am surprised, though, many parents where I'm at are not as asleep as I thought. Many of the teachers are either fighting or retiring. They're not on the other side at all. And there's even administrators and people within the district that I'm dealing with the stuff that has to happen legitimately above board. They're just glad to talk to me. I sound refreshing to them that I'm not tied down by a paycheck. I'm doing this for the children, and it becomes very obvious after about 2 minutes talking to me. And so that is where I'm saying that I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I have, because similarly to what happened, what I told you with Dr. David Martin, he was one of the only guys that actually went out and did the research medically who owns the patents. So he was capable of turning around and saying, here they are. So for the same way that he is in the medical world, I am for the school district that I'm in. I am for how children are taught things. You know, in other words, being able to look at the science books that are given to second graders, for example, being able to tell you what's actually in them. Last time I looked at 125 pages, it had 2 pages I disagreed with. That's all. But the problem is rat poison is 98% good food. Poison that eventually goes on and expands and later on becomes a big problem by the time you get to junior high, high school. And then when you go into college, it's just ridiculous. 91% of people who call themselves Christian disconvert. In other words, they go to someplace else by the time they get out of high school. And the problem that creates, there's a 33% change from people who were Christian, but they didn't move over to non-Christian. They just called themselves non-committal, other. And that's what we're finding is most of the people that are the worst behavior don't claim to have a religion of any kind. But I debate them constantly, and they don't have any rationale or science behind what they believe. And that's the biggest issue we have now, is that when you're dumbed down, the system has already told itself it's perfectly legal to lie. That was during the Obama years.
That's right.
It was perfectly okay for so-called news agencies
to
lie after that.
It's okay.
Yep. And
sure.
And that's when we saw Wikipedia coming out with post-human world, post-truth world, and the weird stuff like that, where you say, well, how does this get into something that declares itself to be an authority? And the answer is you got to go back. You got to go way back. We talked about, back in 1938, what was a lie back then. And nobody did anything. Nobody said anything. And this is long before you and I were born. And now it's just progressed to this because nobody did anything. Nobody said anything. Well, that's okay, previous generations. We're here now. It's our golden football to go ahead and carry as far as we can carry it. And if we don't make it, that's all you had anyway. So we're not worried about you anyway. We're not asking for you to come back. We're just saying, look, the few of us that are awakened to the whole thing and not just to a couple of things. We took a look around and we saw that the whole world is changing at the same time, in lockstep, as they call it. We're seeing that the United States is literally being handed over by Joe Biden. Almost as if he's being run by the Chinese government. Now, the latest being the combination of shutting off the pipelines and then turning around and getting rid of the strategic oil reserves simultaneously. unfortunately, that's a major error in that it's too obvious what's going on. Even Donald Trump came out and said, I totally filled up the strategic oil reserves. And for those who actually don't realize this, a barrel of oil, when they say this is the price of a barrel of oil, it's worldwide. There is no such thing as the Arabs get more than the United States does or anything like that. And so I hear constantly
– it's set worldwide, exactly.
Yeah, they're doing it for OPEC profits or Russia's profits. No, it does not exist. I don't know where you got that. It's never been that way since I was alive. Barrel of oil is barrel of oil.
That's right.
And they have talked to people that have the oil under their feet to sign a contract to say that we'll tell you what the price is. And they would say, as long as we can negotiate how much we sell. And they said, that's not a problem. We just want the price. And that's where they got caught
right.
up. That's and
exactly.
You and I should never
Irish,
give up
thank you, man.
Twice. I'll
right.
finish this.
Appreciate
we'll
you, man.
Yeah, okay. You and I should never give up what price we're willing to pay for something. We already negotiate our paychecks usually as to how much we're willing to work for. And so the problem we have now is they're going to undermine your dollars. They're going to take your dollars
they
away
are.
So you don't have the ability to negotiate. And that's the scariest thing
I agree.
Next. We are one
I know.
Announcement by some foreign country away, according to Mike Adams, that's our dollar could disappear because of something Germany says or what Russia says. We're not going to deal with dollars anymore, and that could trigger the whole thing now. And so you best be prepared.
I know, and
that's
a reality that could definitely happen, man. It's all part of their great reset. We will talk about that next week in more detail. Irish Pirate. Hope you and yours had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon, amigo. Appreciate you, man.
I found my old hard drive, and I'm pulling stuff off of it now. 10 years old and more material coming your way.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Irish. Our tech wizard, folks, the illustrious Irish Pirate, always has a lot of great things to say. Appreciate his tech wizardry on the show, and we have a lot of smart callers, folks, to call in. When you call the show, be ready. You never know when I might call you out and call you on the air. So be ready with your points and pearls of wisdom or intel points, as I call them. In Roman times, they also had intel. The great Roman orator Cicero said this, that the closer the collapse of the empire, the crazier the laws will become. And we are seeing that play out right now all across America, my friends. I feel the same way. And what we see today is what would happen in ancient Rome. When the leaders attacked their own army throughout history, bad things always happen. Kick your army around, like in America, defund them. Kick them around, demoralize them, cut their pay, F around with their pay. There's many reports of these Navy sailors not being paid for 2 or 3 months. The Navy says they are consolidating, quote-unquote, their payment resource centers. Very interesting. Yet sailors have contacted the media and the Internet and said they haven't paid for 2 or 3 months in some cases. Well, I would say this. F around with them and find out what really happens. History is never kind to tyrants of any kind. And the people's venom only grows. Mistreatment and neglect and downright demoralization and attacks on fighting men is one thing that makes me see red. I can't help it. I must have the blood of great generals in the past running through my veins. This kind of disrespect for the warrior class makes me very angry, makes me just want to crucify people. To be blunt, fury, more fury as controlling bureaucrats demand millions of Australians down under to wear masks through the entire Christmas season. Australia, you are under attack, I hate to say it, by your own government. Now, let's not forget, like I told you during the monologue, they are basically, there are no guns. There's very, very few and not enough to go around. When you are not armed Just look what happens to you if you are in Australia or in New Zealand or a Canada or a UK or a Europe. These are the things that happen. Draconian measures are introduced. The police state is born. They know you cannot fight back. They know you don't want to lose the comfort of your home. They know you don't want to get involved. They use all those things against you. Make no mistake about it. Now, it's just amazing what's happened. But remember back in the 1980s when we had Lee Iacocca of Chrysler, who really galvanized American business in the car company Chrysler. He saved it from bankruptcy. He had to. And he sounds like this.
Quality, hard work, commitment. The stuff America was made of. Without them, there is no future. I have one and only one ambition for Chrysler. To be the best.
Just love that. Is America trying to be the best? Lee Iacocca was America first. Whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. He was an America First guy. He fought for his workers in his factories, and he won. There's a lot of turmoil going on in Middle America. We all know that to be true. And we hope that things can get better. Many of our problems stem from World War II and what happened back then. We know that storms do not last forever. And right now, America is in one hell of a galactic storm, folks. And I told you before, this storm is on many levels. But we will get through this one way or another. And we will be okay at some point. We will see it through to the end. And its final conclusion. You can look at the TV news, the media, and the corporate-controlled media is obviously the enemy of the people. Well, they hate it when that's been said to people. It is true that a lot of their news is fake, a lot of their news is manufactured. They're very leftist. They're always on the left side of the pyramid, so to speak, and the left side of the coin. They sow the seeds of discontent and turn against one American against the other instead of turning us against the political elites and the globalist elites who are truly out to get us. The media is only looking out for the ruling class and the elites. That is who buys and pays them. They're all bought and paid for. They do not care about everyday people and what they themselves call flyover country. The corporate press of corporate America, they spent more time lying about more issues than reporting actual news to people. They need to get back in the business of reporting actual news, things that matter, things that America really wants to talk about. So we look at everything. It's just amazing that, that people are still watching cable news. They've lost tons of viewers on the mainstream news. Most of those big news networks don't get more than a million cable subscribers or watchers every night out of a country of 350 million people, yet they're constantly yelling and bitching about the Republicans and MAGA people and Trump. And by the way, I've told you before, Trump would serve himself much better as an ex-president to keep quiet about, you know, Operation Warp Speed or the vaccine. And I've told you before, he lost a lot of support when people saw him pardon other people, but there was not a blanket pardon for nonviolent people on January the 6th. Many of our countrymen are still in jail in Washington, D.C. under horrible, horrible conditions. And this continues. The one thing that Trump should have done is he should have pardoned those people. You don't march them to the Capitol and tell them to march on the Capitol, and then you leave them there in a frenzy, and you get back in your presidential limo, and you watch the storming of the Capitol on TV in the Oval Office. And then, once all the dust clears and the tear gas clears, you do nothing to pardon those people. That should have been a blanket pardon on anybody deemed to be nonviolent But instead, what happened was Trump did not pardon those people. We can find fault where it's credible. And then he basically did not do his due diligence. And those people were picked up by the intelligentsia, our alphabet police services by the federal government. And they have been locked in jail ever since January and February of last year. Many have been in jail in solitary confinement for 7-8 months now or plus. They're never going to let those people go. To let them, well, some might get out for various reasons, but the vast majority of them are not, they can't be. If you think about politics in America today, look at the narratives. I keep telling you, you got to look at the agendas being driven, the axes the media wants to grind and grind over the media hot coals every day. Now, their narrative is that the white man is evil. The white man's a Nazi, a nationalist, and we have to lock him up. Some on the Democrat side want all those people executed. On the extreme left, the communists, the Marxists, which is more and more mainstream in the Democrat Party every day. But they can't let the bulk of those people out, and I'll tell you why. And it's time is on my side. If they were going to let them out, they would have been let out by now. Now, they have no bail. They are locked up as political prisoners by the Biden-Harris regime. They can't let them all go and let them all go free because it would destroy the narrative that they're trying to build cases against each of them. They have teams of investigators pouring through their social media posts for the last decade, talking and interviewing their coworkers and neighbors about what hat they wore, or what T-shirt they wore, or what they're doing on the weekends, or who they're dating, what magazines they're reading, what websites they visit, what did they say at the water cooler at work on February the 4th, 2015, the question would be asked. And they'll find lots of people who probably don't like them anyway, and they'll make up all kinds of crazy stories that the federal government would just love to write down and jot down next to their name. This is how tyranny starts, folks. That is the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. While we're having our turkey and dressing and all that, we all want to enjoy Thanksgiving with family and friends. But I do think about those people probably more often than the average American, obviously. And they've been mistreated. Many of them were just caught up in a political hellstorm, and they were picked up and they were arrested by the various policia agencies in America. And it's sad to see that happen in our country. You were taught that America was the land of the free, home of the brave. You were taught that we had certain inalienable rights in our country. Yet if you go to a political rally that is not deemed to be granted or vetted or approved, and if you step, God forbid, on foreign soil, which is Washington, D.C., and God forbid you step foot in a federal building at the wrong time, at the wrong place, even though you're invited in, even though the doors were not locked, even though the Capitol Police allowed you in. They opened the door up for you. And their defense is, well, there was a mob coming here. We did not want to put ourselves at risk, so we let them in. So you willingly walked in. And when you walked in, you broke federal law or the laws that they want to get you on, put it that way. You willingly walked in, and that's how they're nabbing you. And even if you didn't walk in, if you're on the fringe, if you're on the grass, you know, a quarter mile away, they picked you up, more than likely, I bet, if truth were known. I told you before, Washington, D.C. is fast becoming hostile enemy territory. It is not a place for you to go if you're a patriot. Run by the Biden-Harris, unless you're going there, as I told you before, on a strict tour group of a Smithsonian museum, you have no business being there. They're going to find fault with you being there. And you better not put a cigarette butt on the ground or look cross-eyed at anybody. They're going to think you're a domestic terrorist or they're going to try to pick you up. That is the country that we currently live in. It's okay if you're a Democrat, but if you're a Republican or a MAGA guy, and by all means, stop wearing that red hat in D.C. You're just asking for trouble. The era of MAGA right now was over until Trump decides to resurge it. And if he rebrands himself and resurges, I grant him the best of luck, but he has to do some serious rebranding because the damage is done, and I'm not going to candy coat it for him. And he should not candy coat it for you. Having said that, here's a audio clip of a person on the internet that this is gives you some indication of what I'm talking about. These people are mentally deranged, and they are on the internet. And this is a guy that I love. This guy, he plays heavy metal guitar with these people. I posted on Gab a few times, but it gives you an idea of what these people really think of you. Listen to this. There's millions of Karens like that across the country. They're out there. They're nutcases. But, you know, we have a lot of people that that think, yeah, you're the people that we were warned about. You're the people. No, you're the people. The left wing are the people that we've been warned about. Let's get that straight, Karen. Unbelievable what some people think out there. Well, you know, there was a president that talked a little bit about this. And, he, you know, as president, you can't just come out and say everything you think. There's a thing called a filter. And when you have the bully pulpit, you have a thing called the filter. You got to be kind of careful. You can talk about anything you want as long as you know how to say it in the right vein. And this is what John F. Kennedy had to say back in the day. I'm sure you will agree.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding. And from that understanding comes support or opposition. And both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Love that. Was that a mouthful or what? I love President John F. Kennedy. He was a conservative Democrat. The Democrat Party of today is so left and so Marxist, they would have absolutely nothing to do with that man. Nothing. He's white. He's rich. They would call him white privilege to the max, to the nth exponential degree. They would have nothing to do with his family. It was not a family of color. It was a family of East Coast privilege and money and power. The Kennedys are far from perfect, but I always liked John and Robert. Edward, not so much. John and Robert were good. John F. Kennedy did more in 3 years than some presidents do in eight, and for that, he was shot. He tried to get us out of Vietnam. He set up the American greenback and tried to go against the central banks and the Rothschilds. He started some special services in the military. Invigorated the Green Berets, got the space program going, cut taxes, was strong, not perfect. He inherited the Bay of Pigs and got us out of that war with Cuba, where the military wanted to bomb Cuba and the Russians would have retaliated. And Kennedy knew that. They boxed him in a corner. Sometimes countries have to eat crow and move on. We had to at the Bay of Pigs. It was bad what he did. He did not give air support to the Cuban guerrillas. That was a dumb move on JFK's part. But, again, these are international things and geopolitics, and bad things happen to good people, and no president, I've told you before, is perfect. And they all have their misgivings. They all have their problems. And it's even worse in foreign countries. Trump is no different. He is not my Messiah. He is was the right guy at the right time. Now he's left office. Now we can look at his record and what he did, what he did not do. Sins of omission in some cases. But the era of MAGA and all that is really might be in the history books. We don't know. Time will tell all, right? But JFK was talking to you there in that speech about a cabal, about a group of people, about a deep state. It's just not, it's not just one religion or one group. It's multifaceted. Think of it as the Hydra. It's a multi-headed snake. And like he said they do things by covert means. They intimidate people. They smile at you and stab you in the back. And he talked about this to America, trying to code his language in a way that would be, that would, you know, go, and it's been broadcast as he intended time and time and time again. He pretty much laid it out for you, to any thinking person. And he said that back in the early 1960s, for God's sakes, warning America about, you better watch it. And he mentioned many times, they're going to kill me. And they did. In Dallas, you know, the anniversary of his death was on the 22nd of November, 1963, another date that will live in infamy. They got him in a triangulation strategy there, and there were many, many assassins in Dallas that day, and Lee Harvey was not one of them. That's the official cover story, and that's a bunch of BS. That's the government. Whitewash and cover up. I believe it was the government, the rogue elements of our own government that killed JFK, the CIA, probably elements of the FBI. Some lower-level mafiosos, I'm sure, were used to rub out witnesses, things of that nature. But it was an inside job by any stretch of the imagination. They wanted to get rid of him so they could have business as usual. Business as usual was the central bank, more foreign wars, more foreign entanglements. We're not going to be paying, having our own currency. We're going to print it and pay interest on it to foreign nations and foreign entities, as America was a corporation by that time. There is a cabal that's behind America, and I'm not quite sure they want us to survive a millennia from now, or even 100 years from now. There's a lot of speculation. They want America to go the way of Babylon. And that's why I tell folks, get ready. I mean, if you're a history buff like I am, and you look at things in your own lifetime, and you can connect the dots, we're not headed, unfortunately, for a wonderful utopia, though I wish I was wrong about that. We're headed for something that this may not end very pretty, folks. And so it's not fear porn, or it's not, you know, again, y'all, I don't care if you're riled up or not. I don't care if you're riled up personally. If you're not, maybe you should be, is the better question. You know? Yeah, people always say, well, you're just saying, no, I'm not just saying things to say them. I'm saying them because I believe them. You believe what you want. I always say, you believe what you think. You think what you want. You do what you want. But with that, let's get back to the phones here. Let's get the EMP in the great state of Louisiana. Haven't heard from him in a while. I want his field report there from the bayou and the swamps of America. EMP, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine, Bond. You know, he wasn't the first one to go after the deep state. Was JFK? Remember, the general that won World War II, who eventually became president, when he went after the deep state and he talked about the military-industrial complex.
Yep, Eisenhower. Yes, know. He did.
Yep. And he knew.
Well, I never said JFK was the first, but he had a good speech about it. But yeah, yes, sir. Go Go right ahead.
Eisenhower did it late enough in his reign that he was not really a threat to him. If he had done it earlier, late enough in his presidency, right at the end of his presidency, if he had done it earlier, maybe they might have tried to assassinate him like they assassinated, JFK, if he had done it earlier,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, look, JFK, yeah, he wasn't a perfect guy, but I've always said this about JFK, both him and his brother Bobby would not be Democrats. As the Democratic Party is constituted today, they would not be Democrats.
I agree.
They simply wouldn't, and look, you listen to what some of the stuff that Robert F. Kennedy, who at times has been a Fruit Loop, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying, particularly about these vaccines and how they're poison and all this stuff. I mean, look, this guy's been an anti-vaxxer for years, but, I mean, I've talked with our friend Gunslinger off the air around about this stuff, and look, these vaccines are not – they're leaky, number one, meaning they're not as effective as people think they are. They're leaky. And, I've said it before and I'll say it again about the vaccines. It took them 50-plus years to get the polio vaccine right,
That's right.
And we still really haven't gotten the flu vaccine right.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, man. It's amazing. JFK, when he made that speech, a lot of people back then did not know what he was talking about. Now when we look back in time, we can easily see what he was talking about. He was warning America, about these things, and he even had a premonition of his own death and used to joke around the Oval Office that I'm not going to make it to my second term. These people are serious. And that's why Jackie, I would do the same thing if I was her. She kept a bloodstained dress right after the assassination, and LBJ ran to her and said, oh, you got to change your dress. You got to look proper and prim. And she goes, hell no. I want the world to see what they did to me and my husband. That's what Jackie said. Good for her. Screw you, LBJ, bad Democrat. She wanted everyone to see the blood. This is what you guys did. And I love that about her. That's one, moment that was really good. And really our lives, if you think about it, are made of lots and lots of moments.
Mm.
Not quite like that, but we have thousands of moments in life. And
right.
I think it's great. What she did, but she wanted to tell and she even said they finally got him to LBJ. She said, mm-hmm. You guys finally got him, didn't you? She blamed him right from the start as the head of the snake.
I mean, look, LBJ was an evil guy. This was This was the same guy that said, we do this and we're going to have these N-words voting for us for the next 100 years.
That's right.
He said that. He said it. He said that.
Yes, he did.
You cannot take that away because that's what he said. And look, we know the Democrats' history with racism, right? We know that. Going all the way back to the Southern Democrats with the Ku Klux Klan and stuff like that. We know their history with racism, And the mm-hmm. fact of the matter is that he was a very racist. I mean, look, he was racist. So, I can name a number of Democratic presidents that were racist, least of which is Wilson,
Oh, sure, sure. Look, the way I've always looked at it, I'm a pragmatist. They're already here, okay? So we have to deal with all these people, don't we? They're forcing us to deal with all this crap that they've allowed in the country for 200 freaking years. And we have to deal with it. And it's all in how you want to deal with it, right? And so people can get on their soapbox and say whatever, but I'm more of a realist. And I've told everybody the way things are going, you better get around people that you know, that you trust, get around your own people, move if you have to, because a lot of these groups and that are over here right now, as I said in my monologue, are not going to be, they're hateful towards you. They don't like you or your heritage or your lineage or your white European ancestry. So if you're living around a lot of people that don't like you, get the hell out of there. You've been warned repeatedly. And well, there will be hundreds of little Waukeshas around the country. And again, I want to be wrong, but, you know, these people are out there. And I told you before, there's lots of these guys that are, they're like Daryl Brooks. They're just waiting, just waiting for things to happen. You know, I tell people before, you're insane if you really are praying for or wanting a civil war or anything like that. We don't want that on my show at all. It's bad enough when we have peace, right?
Right.
Can you imagine if we had a civil war? We don't need a civil war. What we need is a second American Revolution. Now, that's something totally different. But we don't need a civil war. That's exactly what they want us to do, is kill each other, so it makes their job a lot easier. That's exactly what they want. Trying to trigger things in the country. Sure they are. You know.
Right. What needs to happen, I mean, and we know who's giving the support to this whole, you know, this whole invasion thing that's happening right now. We know it's an invasion, right, down at the border.
Right.
We know that's what's happening, right? It's an invasion. It's not immigration. No, it's invasion. All right?
That's right.
And really, Trump had kind of slowed it down, kind of almost brought it to a stop by his policies. But then again, we get a Democrat in there who, oh, we want all these people in because we want to flood the thing and hope that these people end up voting for us when we eventually make them legal.
That's right.
That's their goal. That's their goal. You know, we need, like you say, we need enough Americans to get, you know, angry to where we can go in numbers enough. And, you know, January 6th was not the numbers that it should have been. All right. If they really wanted something big, we should have had millions there on January 6th.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, that was a panty raid on the Capitol. Okay. Where unfortunately there was some violence, people were killed. But of course, one of them was Ashley Babbitt, who was killed by the Capitol. So I don't see a case going on about that. But look, I had told a friend of mine, I said, when people like me or you or people, when we get involved in that kind of way, they better watch out. That's not a threat about anything. It's just factual that, first of all, you know, that's not an insurrection. I'll show you a freaking insurrection. That's not an insurrection. And nobody wants that. Again, I don't ever say that we do not want to overtake the government or anything crazy. People will say that. But I always say this, they themselves will implode. They themselves will overplay their hand. We don't have to do anything right now. We're watching them do it now. We're watching all the missteps, all the overplays, all the things that they're doing. All you have to do is keep it simple, stay peaceful and prep and get and keep your powder dry, boys, and don't do anything crazy, because, you know, and hopefully this will never happen. I've always said, in case anything does, There's a lot of weird stories coming out there. You and I could both talk about that for hours, but we need all hands on deck if and when something were to go down in this country, God forbid. Again, we don't want that, and we don't want, I'm very emphatic about this. There are people that say, we have to, no, we don't have to accelerate crap. This acceleration theory, though I get it, why people are, that's just sheer frustration. You cannot change the government by accelerating. Governments are slow by nature. They don't accelerate, okay? One.
No.
Two, you're better off preparing and staying out of the fray. How many times have I told people, stay out of D.C.? Don't go to these big rallies. Don't. They're going to be targets in the future. Even when you go to your local mall, your local restaurant, whatever, from micro to macro, have your head on a swivel. You don't know if some nut job is going to be there to take people out. We don't know. But we're the peaceful ones and the sane ones. Now, having said that, if things get to a point where, you know, deep state, i.e. rogue elements, try to really press everyone's buttons and see what's going to happen is – the more peaceful we are and the more and the stronger we are, the more frustrated they get. And then what's going to happen is they're going to get so pissed off and so frustrated, they're going to want to start things themselves. And they're going to jump the shark and do crazy things from their side. It'll be some rogue agency, you know, and they're going to be doing things themselves. Right, with the blessing, i.e. of Biden or Harris or other people like them in the future. And again, this could be in the future as well. But that's the more likely story. When they frustrated, they're going to push all the buttons at the wrong time, and they're going to have people come out and go, who the hell are you? You're not going to tell me, you're not going to come up to my ranch or my home and grab my gun or grab my kid or whatever their stupid policy is. That is precisely when the rubber is going to meet the road. And then I say, whatever happens, happens. Because it was, so my point is, don't let it be the American people. Let some rogue official and some rogue administration make the wrong call at the wrong time. And that's the more likely story. That's what, and in knowing people that have power, EMP, they love to exert their power, right? They have to lord it over you. And I know that about people. And knowing that personality trait, they're not going to contain themselves and be quiet. They're going to act. They always do.
And think about this. The best example I can think of, we had a rogue presidency with Obama, right? He should never have been allowed to be president because, in my mind, he's not a citizen. You know, he's not
That's
a
right.
Article 2 citizen.
I don't think he is either. I care what the media says.
So, but then what happened in 2010 when the Tea Party came out and they, we got this Tea Party happening. We're going to use the government and set the IRS on them.
That's right. And they overplayed their hand there.
They did.
What happened to that? They got tons of lawsuits, tons of blowback, and they got rid of all those draconian laws. Now, since then, when Obama got his hand slapped, what did he do? He then armed every government agency in the federal government, see?
Yep.
He bought weapons for them and ammo. Remember when he militarized the post office, IRS people, everything from dog catcher in the federal government? He militarized them now.
And
next time, they will back down is what I'm saying.
Right. Think about this, though. For about 1,000 years, when everything was, you know, everybody was farmers and all this stuff, it meant something to seize a power when people showed up there with torches and pitchforks. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It meant something because they knew what that meant. And we there's two different types of revolutions, okay? There's the American Revolution, then there's the French Revolution that happened several decades later with all the guillotining and all that stuff that happened, you know, let them eat cake and all that stuff.
History is bloody, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the type of revolution you don't want is the French Revolution.
That's right. Because I always tell people, once that stuff starts, it sounds good over a beer, but I'm not over a beer. I'm saying once those things actually start in the real world, the problem is those people don't know when to stop beheading people either. And it took the French Revolution years to stop the killing. Anybody who looks cross-eyed at them was an enemy, right? And people get that bloodlust, and that's the problem. If I was in France, I would tell you and my great fans, we're going to the countryside as far away from Paris as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the hills, and we're going to hide out until this revolution crap is over. Anywhere near Paris, you could be a... We're not going to be anywhere near Paris for those French castles and courts. Because they were being ransacked by people. And then what happens is in any of those weird things that they get hijacked by other groups, who have the power of the guillotine. So you got to be real. That's a slippery, slippery slope. History's proven that those things are extremely dangerous. And, you know, we don't want that. Look, we just want our country to be better. I want America to do better. This is... we are for truth and justice in the real American way, and we don't want any of these things to happen. I simply am a history buff. What people hear from me is like, we don't advocate anything. People will say, we can talk about it, but we're not advocating. I'm simply talking about it from a historical perspective, as you are. And we have to make that clear to people who are out there listening who have nefarious purposes.
And
agendas.
Right. The French Revolution, you know what it leads to? It leads to Napoleon Bonaparte. You know, that's what it leads to. He was a totalitarian, wanted to rule the world type leader. That's what it leads to.
Right. That's right, and exactly. And so, look, we want peace to prevail. We are the cooler minds that will prevail. I tell people that, again, I'm more concerned about rogue elements of our society and rogue elements of our government, and I think that's a pretty fair statement that we don't know where the attacks are going to come from. But to say that our government's lily white and they're all for truth, justice, and the American way is
accurate.
I believe there's millions of Americans like the guy in Wisconsin who are just waiting to do damage and to hurt people. So, the third rail EMP are all the millions of immigrants that don't give a rat's ass about this country.
Right.
Go ahead,
and
sir.
And think about them. We're talking about the hijacking of groups. Think about this. Think about what just happened when these people tried to show up at the school boards with talking about CRT. And what did the federal government do? Oh, we got this teachers group that wants these parents to be declared as terrorists.
That's right. That's what they call them, domestic terrorists. I know, man. Look, it's a rabbit hole that is growing by the day. But, hey, thanks for the call, EMP. We will talk again soon, my friend. Have a good Thanksgiving weekend, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Call back soon. Thanks so much. Let's get to another caller here. Hello, you're live on the Von Wiegand Show. What's your name and where are you from? Are you there?
Hi.
What's your name?
Cacao Kelly.
I thought that was your number, Cacao Kelly. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're in official overtime on the show, and I want to thank you for buying the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, my book. Love that.
Absolutely. Yes. And I am reading it, so beware.
Well, you got to call back on the next Bachelor show. We'll talk more. Yeah, we'll talk a lot more about that. I want you to call into the next Bachelor show, which will be, by the way, it's the first Tuesday of the month, folks. It'll be December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. It's the first Tuesday of every month. So that's the first Tuesday of December. How about that?
Are you saying that relationships have something in common with Pearl Harbor?
You know, it's funny you mention that because it's a sneak attack on you, isn't it? And that's why it's very apropos that we have it on Pearl Harbor Day. It just happened. That's just how the calendar ran. You know, it fell on December the 7th. And then 2 days later, on December the 9th, we're going to have author Stephen Dubaney on talking about his book, Who Murdered FDR, during the during World War II. Pretty cool stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll be on that one, too. So
did you have a good Thanksgiving? We've been talking about some very heavy, heavy stuff tonight, but let's lighten it up a little bit. How was your Thanksgiving tonight? Was it good?
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving was great. It was awesome. So
what'd you do?
We went up. Well, we went up to Woody's church and had dinner with everybody in the congregation and everything. So it was pretty cool. And
very cool.
Visited.
Did you have any turkey?
Yeah, I had a little bit of turkey. I